بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. رواه مسلم. Continuing with this chapter on the virtue that is attached to this very very great shi'ar and symbol of Islam, that of azan, we have dealt with at length the importance of us comprehending the meaning that is contained in the azan. Azan is what is referred to in the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. It is the most perfect and complete da'wat and invitation, on the one hand towards the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and coupled with that the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter, after believing in Allah's oneness and understanding that the road to Allah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst all the injunctions and commands of Islam, the most fundamental, the first command by which the following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be fulfilled is that of salah. So hayya ala salah, and in salah Allah has kept the fulfillment of our needs of this dunya and akhirat. So hayya al-falah, we are inviting towards eternal and complete success. So to comprehend this, to understand the value of it, as we dealt with previously, the aqwal and the sayings of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, particularly amongst them, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And just to refresh our memories, at the last majlis we mentioned the hadith where Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually exclaimed to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam that so much you have elevated the position of a muazzin and yet still you are making dua for their maghfirat. We have reached the stage now that we will draw swords in order to be muazzin. At this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned his prophecy that one of the shi'ar and one of the ashrat and signs of qiyamah will be when the ummah will consign this great amal of azan and this great position of muazzin to the lowest rung of society. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that lawlal jihad fi sabilillah la ahbabtu an akuna muazzinan. If I did not know of the reward of jihad fi sabilillah, then I would have become muazzin and I would not have striven in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first muazzin of Islam, we find that when he became too emotional and he found it too difficult to continue with this position of azan after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the rest of his life, he went in jihad fi sabilillah. But up till that point, he gave preference to this position and status of being muazzin. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, لا يعلم قدر الأذان إلا من فهم التوحيد. Only he will value and understand how great is this azan. How great is the azan is the one who will understand and comprehend the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the world at any given time, this call of azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, from the early hours of the morning, 24 hours in a cycle throughout the entire world, this proclamation of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, to sum all this up, ulama say that this was common amongst the aslaf, the pious predecessors and elders of Islam, that they would say, وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي كُنْتُ مُؤَذِّنًا طُولَ عُمْرِي. I wish or I desire that I could be muazzin for my entire life. Now if you have to break this down, what is it in azan that would cause these great giants of Islam to say that I wish I could be muazzin for my entire life? One, that the ulama say that there are certain fixed benefits that are attached to azan. First is that azan, if somebody is muazzin, is not giving the azan once. He's going to be giving that azan 5 times a day minimum. So continuous reward. Continuously he is being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, it's public proclamation of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah. You are shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The third is that, as we mentioned, one is you are yourself saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You are publicly declaring your tawheed, your belief in Allah's greatness and in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And coupled with that, 5 times a day minimum, you are giving da'wah to Allah. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to say this verse in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose speech, whose action can be better than the one who invites to Allah? She would say, first and foremost, this verse refers to a muazzin. Because da'a ilallah, by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he is inviting towards Allah. Wa amila saliha, wa man ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ilallah. Whose speech can be better, whose action can be better than the one who invites towards Allah. Wa amila saliha, and himself does good deeds. The muazzin makes the salah himself after giving the azan. So she says he has practiced upon this section of the verse. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And to complete the verse, Allah says, whose speech can be better than the one who invites towards Allah, does good deeds, and himself declares, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I myself am a believer. In the azan, the muazzin says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So 100% he has practiced upon this verse of the Quran. Fourth benefit, ulama have mentioned why the aslaf desired that they could be muazzin throughout their entire life, is the repeated declaration in hadith of the maghfirat and the forgiveness of the muazzin. In fact, every creation of Allah that hears the azan of the muazzin makes dua of maghfirat. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the muazzin. Fifth benefit is that this azan is witnessed by the entire creation of Allah. And that entire creation that hears this azan will bear testimony in Allah's court to the iman and tawheed of the muazzin. Sixth benefit, as we will see in the hadith that are coming in front, is that Allah Ta'ala has kept great protection from shaitan in the azan. Azan is loved by Allah, and what you love, your enemy will hate. What you love, your enemy will fear. This is why shaitan is the greatest enemy of Allah, greatest enemy of Islam. So shaitan, as much as Allah loves azan, shaitan hates the azan. And to that extent, Allah Ta'ala has kept protection from shaitan in the azan. So just to recap this, the azan represents calling to Allah. It represents the very revival of deen and shariat. It is a sabab and a means, not only for yourself to practice upon Islam and salah, but you become the means of others making the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to continue with the ahadith, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. Now in this hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a parable, an example. And we find that wherever in many, many ahadith these examples are given, they carry a lot of connotations and the door is open to the manifest meanings that are contained in it. The example that is given, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the muazzinun, people who used to call out adhan, people who were muazzin, on the day of judgment, atwalun nasi anaqan, their necks will be elongated. They will have the longest necks on the day of judgment. Now what does this mean? That does it mean that physically, when Allah raises humanity on the day of judgment, that the neck of the muazzin will be elongated? Obviously it doesn't mean that. So it is an example that is being given. And ulama ikram have mentioned many, many wisdoms and what we call pearls of wisdom and jewels that are contained in this analogy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives. Amongst them, one of it is أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ شَوْقًا إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ مَنِ اشْتَاقَ إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ يُطِيلُ عُنُقَهُ لِمَا يَتَّلِعُ إِلَيْهِ. Look at this analogy. Longest necks. Naturally, when you desire something, then you lean towards it. You extend or elongate your wujud and your existence towards it. So, أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا, those whose necks will be the longest, in other words, leaning towards the rahmat and mercy of Allah. Those that will become the greatest recipients of the rahmat and mercy of Allah on the day of judgment will be muazzineen. This is why it is almost as if their necks will be elongated. They will be leaning out towards the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Another meaning that is given, إِذَا أُلْجِمَ النَّاسُ الْعَرَقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ طَالَتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لِأَلَّا يَنَالُهُمْ أَلَمُ ذَلِكَ الْكَرْبُ وَالْعَرَقِ. We hear in many, many ahadith, Allah protect us on the day of judgment, people will be drowning in their perspiration. One of the azabs of that day is that because of one's sins, etc., such will be the extent of the heat of that day, that those that don't have shade of Allah's arsh, they will start perspiring to the point where they'll start drowning in their perspiration. And when somebody is drowning, what you do? You try to raise your head above the level of the water. So the muazzineen, elongated necks, in other words, they will be high up. They will be high up away from this azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Third wisdom that ulama ikram mentioned of this analogy that is found in this hadith is that generally it was part of the speech of the Arabs that when someone was a leader amongst them, Sadatul Arab, in other words, a leader, they would denote this position of leadership and attach it to this symbolism of having a very long neck. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, longest necks, in other words, the leaders on the day of judgment, will be the muazzineen. And with this is the fourth wisdom which ulama ikram mentioned, uluwud daraja. This refers to the high rank of the muazzin on the day of judgment. Also refers to husnus sabiqa, that the muazzin will be gone ahead on that day. And one more wisdom, we've run out of time. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran mentions those who had displeased Allah, where Allah says, walau tara idhil mujrimun nakisu ru'usihim inda rabbihim. On that day you will see the mujrimeen, the sinners, they will have lowered their necks. They would have lowered their heads out of embarrassment and out of being ashamed on that day. So what is the opposite of lowering your neck out of embarrassment? To elongate your neck and to rise up out of honor and dignity. In other words, they will be saved from the embarrassment and the disgrace of that day. Allah give us tawfiq.